This podcast is brought to you by RexMD. RexMD makes men's health real simple by delivering FDA-approved prescription ED medication discreetly to your door. Just fill out a survey and, if appropriate, you'll get an ED medication sample pack. Get yours at RexMD.com/Howie. That's RexMD.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When do Americans get their freedom back?
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate, the United States Congress, a proposal to pack the court. He was legalistically absolutely correct, but it was a bonehead idea.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
His view is that he wants to hear from this commission that has a range of viewpoints.
What am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Some more very fake news exposed now that its exposure as a complete fraud can no longer help Donald J. Trump. Remember last November, U.S. intelligence sources were saying the Kremlin, you know, Putin, had spread money around the longtime Central Asian battlefield of Afghanistan, which we're leaving on September 11th, for militants to kill remaining U.S. forces. And of course, you know, Joe Biden said this was shocking that this was going. He called it a horrifying revelation. Horrifying revelation that, you know, Trump's puppet master was paying the Taliban to kill American troops. Well, guess what? They've announced that really wasn't true.
Very fake news.
Donald Trump called it a hoax, and now the Biden administration has announced today U.S. intelligence had only low to moderate confidence in the story. That means it was like the dodgy dossier. They just made it up to hurt Trump. It was all a lie. More BS. Meanwhile, Putin has closed off the Kerch Strait connecting Crimea to Russia to foreign warships until next fall, which, you know, that seems like a bunch of goings on in areas we don't know. But basically, Putin took advantage of the Biden administration's decision to abandon plans to send two destroyers to the Black Sea, you know, as kind of a measure of support of Ukraine, because Russia may be getting ready to invade Ukraine yet again. And Biden blinked, and now the Russians are moving further in. Are the Russians paying any bounties to anyone to make Joe Biden blink? I wonder if any of those fake news stories will be put out there. Anyway, it's time now for the Chump Line.
Did you see the picture of Biden wearing a mask by himself in the cemetery? Somebody needs to tell them just because they can vote doesn't mean they can give you COVID.
Well put.
Instead of packing a court, how about we pack up Joe Biden and kick him out of here?
Well, we lost our ability to send Fast Eddie, Mr. Frosty, Markey packing. We've lost that opportunity every 2 years for the last 45 years, although now he's only up every 6 years. I agree. Packing the courts, not only has packing the courts gone down, at least temporarily, Bernie Sanders, former heartthrob of the squad, has come out against Rashida Tlaib's plan to defund, not only defund, but just to abolish policing in America. Cut 20.
I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. Do you agree with her on that?
No, I don't. I think that what we need to do is to understand that there needs to be major, major police reform all across this country.
He was talking to Will Blitzer, obviously. Major, major police reform, and I know a lot about that since I never had a real job in my life, and I'm 80 years old, like Nancy Pelosi. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details.
Thank you for calling Cheers. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like to order 1.5 million margaritas to go, please.
Moving along.
CNN has a new slogan. They're now the most busted name in news.
They've been that for a very long time, going back to, what's his name, Peter. I can't even remember his last name now. The guy, I think he was an Australian or a Brit. And he was colluding with the Saddam Hussein regime. They've always been a lame, lame organization. Officer Mark says, have the impeach Sununu signs gone up on the UNH campus yet?
The only thing Jerry Nadler unpacks is his second breakfast.
Yeah, Jerry Nadler filed the legislation in the House to pack the Supreme Court. As a texter mentioned earlier in the day, Jerry Nadler developed a fascination with the Supreme Court early in his life when he read that there was a guy on it once named Frankfurter.
Lovey, I'm feeling rather nostalgic after hearing Kamala Harris mention Cheers. Being one of the biggest celebs in Beantown, I was once a guest star on that sitcom. I believe I was in a scene with the show's star characters, Archie Bunker and Kramer.
You know, what has John Kerry spent his evenings discussing over the last, I don't know, 50 years? I think he's just that he sometimes he plans to have a quiet evening of reading or watching television or maybe entertaining friends, but then he walks by a mirror and that's it for the night.
I believe that Representative Hank Johnson is concerned that if they pack the court with too many justices on one side, it might tip over.
Yeah. Maxine Waters. Speaking of Hank Johnson from Georgia, that reminds me of Maxine Waters, another stellar member of the Democrat caucus in the House. She loves Fauci. She just wanted him to know how much she loved him today. Cut 13.
Got to include all citizens from all groups, from all demographic groups.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clyman. I appreciate you all, but Dr. Posse, I love you. Thank you.
What's she, Dr. Posse?
Dr. Fauci, she said.
Let me hear that again.
Mr. Clyman, I appreciate you all, but Dr. Posse, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, she did say Posse.
At that time, I got Fosse.
You know, like all, Bob. But Dr. Posse, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, that's Posse. Okay, Posse. Maxine Waters has got her posse, and Dr. Posse's at the head of that posse. Okay, let's play the other Jim Jordan and Maxine. Jim Jordan is continuing to hector, shall we say. He just wants a real answer from Dr. Posse. But here's what happens. Cut 11.
I'd like my question answered. Reclaiming my time.
Regular order.
No, just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir.
If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Yeah, because she knows so much about respecting other people whose political views are different than our own.
Charlie Parker here. There's no way the science is settled. Masks save lives. You have to wear a mask. Please, don't fall for the lies. Masks. save lives.
That's a preview of coming attractions at tomorrow's press conference at the Cathedral of the Cult of COVID, when the Pope of Panic Porn steps to the altar and delivers his sermon on the Mount, from the Mount, whatever it is.
In my hand, I hold the last envelope. Andrew Cuomo and the tax man. Name two people the Kennedys like to cheat on.
Hey-o!
Oh, I like that. Very good.
Come and listen to the story about a man named Joe. Sent his VP to the border, but she said no. She's biding her time while he gets more confused. Because the 25th Amendment's what they're going to use.
Cabinet members voting Joe into the old folks' home.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, and as long as the hours are between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number to call if you want to leave a message is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We run a podcast of extra chump line messages that didn't make the cut just now. It's called Chop Chumps. We post it every night around 7 o'clock. If you didn't hear your message, you just want to hear more messages. Today was a good day for the chump line because there was some good news finally. And you can listen, you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details.
Did you see the picture of Biden wearing a mask by himself in the cemetery? Somebody needs to tell them just because they can vote doesn't mean they can give you COVID.
The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There's a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. Nowadays, there are more buyers than there are sellers for real estate. You have less need of a broker than you did before. And the problem is, when you sell with a broker, you pay the commission. But in an auction like J.J. Manning runs, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Think residential. Think the Cape. Others are losing ground. Think retail, commercial. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and... mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your least favorite professional sports league? MLB, NBA, NFL, or NHL?
NBA still.
68% say the NBA. 15% voted for baseball.
Yeah. Baseball a close second, I would say. 844-500-4242. So today, now that the Biden intelligence, quote-unquote, operation, the administration has admitted that that story about Putin paying bounties to kill American troops in Afghanistan to the terrorists was a lie. A reporter at the White House asked Jen Psaki if Biden had any regrets about attacking Trump about yet another fake story. Cut six.
Does the president have any regrets for how many times he attacked President Trump on the campaign about this issue for not taking action related to the Russian bounties?
Well, I'm not going to speak to the previous administration, but I will say that we had enough concern about these reports.
What BS. It's like when Harry Reid, the former Democrat Senate minority leader and majority leader at some times, was asked about making up lies about Mitt Romney's tax returns in 2012. You know, he said Mitt hadn't paid any taxes in 10 years. They said, do you regret lying about it? And a reporter asked Harry Reid this, and he said, he didn't win, did he? That was just a variation on the Harry Reid answer. He didn't win, did he? I got to play this Joy Reid cut about Trump. It's so irritating. I don't usually play Joy Reid cuts, but this just seemed appropriate. This is so infuriating and so false and so wrong on every level. Cut 15.
The idea that Afghanistan could go on forever. We can't stay anywhere forever, especially when we've got home security threats in terms of violent white nationalism that's threatening our capital, when we've got our own former president inciting people into violence and pushing them more into this violent white extremism, much the way bin Laden, you know, did, sort of inspiring people to be this way.
Violent white nationalism. And Trump is another Osama bin Laden. Okay. 844-500-4242. Dare, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dare.
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, sorry.
Listen, I signed up for a vaccine. It was a month and a half ago, okay? Up at the UNH Center up off of River Road in Manchester.
Yeah.
Okay? So I get there today, 5 o'clock, my appointment's 5 o'clock, and I get there early, 4:30. So when I get there, there were three lines of cars, must have been 80 cars in each line. I pull up, and the National Guard kid that's there says, oh, I don't know what happened. They must have double appointment everybody. Because I said, well, how long? He goes, 2, probably 3 hours. So I go home, and I said, okay, I'll go back in another hour and a half or something, you know.
What happened? Did you go back?
No. My appointment was at 5. I'm sitting here in my house. I don't live 5.
It was 5 p.m. I thought it was 5 a.m. that you were going to.
No, 5 p.m. It was just a little while ago. There's a zillion people there. The poor kid, must have been 17.
You think you're going to get your shot today or not, Dan?
I'm going to try. I'm going to go back at around 6 and get back in line. I don't want to wait there for 3 hours for it.
No, who can blame you? Hope you get it, Dan. Good luck. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing, Howie?
Good.
So I've bought some of your merchandise in the past. In fact, I'm gazing at your bobblehead dot with the adenauta of the correct plateau.
Yes.
I thought you could capitalize on a business opportunity of making Dr. Fauci pinatas for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. I think that they would be a hot item.
What would be inside, though, Mike? Once you smashed it, what would fall out onto the ground?
Well, to be correct, it would be a lot of bull feces, but Tootsie Rolls could suffice.
I'm always looking for good new suggestions. I'm not sure that's gonna work out, but
pose some shipping cost troubles.
Yeah, definitely, and I wouldn't want to inflict that on any of the drivers or the people in the centers that we'd be sending it out of, but. We're always looking for new products. You know, you can only go so far with Honest Howie's carbon credits. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Weekend Woke. I'm Howie Carr. Men's health doesn't get much attention, and that's partly our fault, guys. We don't like going to the doctor, and we definitely don't like talking about really sensitive issues. Here's the thing. A lot of men's health issues have really simple solutions. RexMD.com is here for that. RexMD makes getting prescription ED medications easy, all done online and from the comfort of home, then delivered. No office visits, no talking to a receptionist. Super simple. And right now, sample packs of ED medications are available for listeners of The Howie Carr Show. Here's how it works. You fill out a quick medical questionnaire on their website, and a doctor reviews your situation and prescribes the ED medication you need, if appropriate. Then, your medication is shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. They carry all of the most popular medications and at great prices. It's never been easier to take control of your health. These sample pack prescriptions I mentioned are available at rexmd.com/Howie. So go to rexmd.com/Howie to get started with RexMD. rexmd.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and you can call us and give us a ring at any hour of the day or night, or at least any hour of the day or night between 3 and 7 o'clock in the afternoon. So Taylor has a new feature, and I really enjoy it. I send stuff to him, and I think Grace sends stuff to him. You can send stuff to him as well, Taylor at HowieCarrShow.com, and it's called Week in Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Oh boy, do we have a lot of woke stories to go over in just a few minutes here, Howie. A lot of stuff.
It was a very woke week.
It was a very woke week. That's why we needed a segment like this, because there are just so many more things that are happening. And we're going to start in our own backyard, Howie, and this is one you sent over, and I probably would have glossed over this if you hadn't caught it, but this is a typical media advisory from the governor's office, Charlie Bacon and Pay-to-Play Polito, and this is his schedule for today, and kicked off about 35 minutes ago, this event on Boylston Street. Now, today is April 15th, 8 years ago, right?
Correct.
There was a tragedy in Boston. At least that's how it would be described if you asked Charlie Baker. Today, this is the event, the description of the event. Today, Governor Charlie Baker will join Boston Mayor Kim Janey. That's weird to say. It's weird to not see Marty Walsh's name there. To participate in a wreath-laying ceremony to commemorate One Boston Day, honoring those who were lost in the tragic events surrounding the 2013 Boston Marathon.
Now, the tragic events.
Now,
what were those tragic events?
If you weren't familiar with Boston or whatever happened 8 years ago on this day, you might think, wow, there must have been a mass dehydration of runners that just dropped dead in the middle of the street. No, there were terrorists that sought destruction and death upon the attendees of the marathon, and they got what they sought. They killed people, multiple people, in the days following as well, and it was terrible. It was a bombing. It was a terror event.
It was Islamic terrorism.
Yep.
And it was glossed over from the moment it happened, when Governor then Deval Patrick, Small Deval, went on TV and said, don't jump to the conclusion that it was Islamic terrorists, even though we all know it was Islamic terrorists, or words to that effect. He went on TV after they found this suicide note, basically, in the little boat in Watertown that was written by the guy who's now on federal death row. And he basically outlined jihad and how he wanted to kill all the Christians and the non-Muslims. And Governor Patrick was asked on a national TV show, what was their motivations? And he said, you know, we don't still don't really know what drove those young fellas to do such a terrible thing.
I mean, this press release might as well have said tousle-haired teen in this.
Right.
The only point where it says bombing is listing the location, the Boston Marathon Bombing Memorial at 755 Boylston Street.
Oh, that'll be changed soon enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got to give Charlie Baker credit. He doesn't want to trigger anybody into remembering the events of that day, as horrific as they were. They can't be remembered. They must be glossed over. We can't repeat history and be triggered by it. All right, so that's our local Week in Woke story. Last week, we came upon the term neopronouns, right, Howie?
Yes, neopronouns. Those are there aren't enough pronouns to go around for all the different genders there are. So there's a whole new class of pronouns.
So the term neopronouns tends to refer to pronoun sets developed from the 20th century to today. Although neopronouns tend to be gender neutral or might be specifically meant to indicate a transgender or non-binary person, a person who goes by neopronouns could actually be, this is where we all need to be more inclusive, Howie, a person who goes by neopronouns could actually be a man, a woman, both, neither, or something else entirely. Because people's genders tend to be private, the sharing of pronouns should not be taken as an invitation to ask for potentially private information about someone's gender. Some people go by multiple sets of pronouns or by certain sets of pronouns among only certain audiences.
So how do you know when you're violating the neo-pronoun rules of political correctness?
That's why we need name tags with everyone's name printed on them and the pronouns underneath.
So
there are certain big box stores that do that. Have you been to Target recently? I'm not sure if this is every Target, but the one in my neck of the woods, you walk in there and all of the employees have their pronouns on them, which they have name tags with their pronouns on them. And I wonder why, because if I'm addressing an employee, I'm addressing them directly and I'm using their name. I'm not referring to them in the third person. It's strange.
Can't you give me some more examples, though, of bink and boink? And
well, there's the typical Z, Zier.
Yeah.
Sometimes they drop a couple of letters, so instead of they, them, theirs, it'll just be A-M, airs. Those are the ones that are listed in this article. I'm sure there are probably thousands of these pronouns, as there are thousands of genders.
Are we up to thousands? I didn't know we were that high.
I think if you go into the minutiae and the space between the genders between genders, we can probably divvy it up into the thousands. Howie, did you know that sweet potatoes are racist?
I heard about this. I want to know, sweet potatoes and yams are racist or just sweet potatoes?
Just sweet potato. Well, sweet potato, it's both sweet potatoes and yams. The fact that you call them yams is racist. You're you know, culturally appropriating. There's a little bit of a narrative
from whom?
To this story. From West Africans. The confusion goes all the way back to the transatlantic slave trade when Eodora Odua attended her first American Thanksgiving feast at an aunt's house in California in 2018, she was looking forward to candied yams. She had recently moved from Nigeria to California.
So this racism goes all the way back to 2018.
Yes. Well, actually,
is the New York Times going to start the 2018 project now to deal with this endemic racism?
It goes back further than that. Well, all the way back to Columbus. Columbus brought in racist sweet potatoes. But at her aunt's house, Odua found a totally unfamiliar dish when she was looking for yams. It was a casserole of what she called orange blobs drenched in sugar and butter that was nothing like the root vegetable she was familiar with. In the United States, the terms yam and sweet potato are used interchangeably, but they're completely different vegetables. The mix-up originated from the transatlantic slave trade. European slave traders steered their ships across the Middle Passage. They packed yams along with black-eyed peas. We'll get to black-eyed peas another week. To feed their captives, slave merchant John Barbeau estimated that 100,000 yams
were required to sustain a ship bringing over 500 enslaved people, just 200 yams per person for a journey that could take months. In the Americas, where yams were not readily available, sweet potatoes, which had traveled from Central America with Christopher Columbus, took their place. Even the word yam is an echo of the West African heritage
I think,
of the vegetable.
I think both sweet potatoes and yams are triggering. Do you know why? Because they're orange, and that reminds all of us of Orange Man
That's
Bad.
An excellent salient point, Howie. The mix-up also has roots in the structural racism that built the country, as we all know. Howie, the Week in Woke is brought to you by Thinker.org. No more in no time with Thinker. That's think with an R, like in Read. Thinker summarizes the key ideas from noteworthy nonfiction. With Thinker, you can get a 10-minute summary to read or listen to, so you can try before you buy. For a free trial, including Howie's New York Times bestseller, The Brothers Bulger, go to thinkr.org. That's thinker.org. This is really cool, Howie. If you go on to thinker.org, you search for Brothers Bulger, they will show you this 15-minute readout. You can get all the main points of your own book, and you can decide if you want to read the whole thing or not. It gives you it's like Cliff Notes, but it's much more in-depth. And they also have it in audio form. And here is your book, the intro to your book, in audio form.
The Brothers Bulger, How They Terrorized and Corrupted Boston for a Quarter Century, by Howie Carr. What you'll learn. Most Boston mob movies only begin to depict the extent to which corruption plagued Boston, thanks to the Bulger brothers and the complex webs they built in politics, law enforcement, and the criminal underworld. Howie Carr was close to the action in Boston, working as a journalist. He tells the story of the rise and fall of their empires.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He did a pretty good job of summing it up in 25 seconds or so. That's good.
That's just the intro to the book, and there's more summary to be had if you go to thinker.org, T-H-I-N-K-R, and get a free trial. All right, so go ahead, Howie.
Go ahead. You
All
go
right.
ahead.
So we have one last story, and this is our social justice warrior of the week. White XR Eco Warrior claims giving pupils too much dairy is racist. Extinction Rebellion's bright chief.
If they want to take away sweet potatoes and yams, I don't really care. It's not a big deal to me. But I'm not giving up dairy. Sorry, I'm not giving up cheese.
Milk.
I
guess according to this woman, even chocolate milk is racist.
I don't like milk that much. Allison, but I like cheese, and I certainly like ice cream.
Allison Plummer from XR has launched a petition on Brighton and Hove City Council's website for 2 plant-based days at state-run schools as soon as possible because she says that there's a racist element to serving too much dairy. Here she is.
All of the nutrients can be found in plant-based foods that are found in animal foods. Arguably, there's a racist element to serving dairy too much because 65% of the world's population are lactose intolerant, many from the BAME community. Loads of parents around here. There's lots of support in that in the deputation. What children want, they want action. They want it now. And if you do this, it will help children to learn these at an early age.
Boy, she sounds like Veruca Salt. I want it now. But there's
there's a children's ditty I remember. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Did she ever hear that ditty?
If she did, she probably labeled those children as absolutely, positively racist. But there is some truth to what she's saying. Lactose intolerance occurs among people who do not produce enough of substance called lactase. In essence, they lack the enzyme to process.
I know. I first was familiar with this. Mike Dukakis was running for president in 1988, and he was trying to suck up to Jesse Jackson and not give him an airplane. So he said, I'll send over some good food for him. And you know what he sent him? He sent him some clam chowder, world-renowned clam chowder from Legal Seafood. And do you know what the base of New England clam chowder is?
Cream.
Right. And so Jesse Jackson, believe it or not, took it as a diss. So this thing goes back a long way at this point.
Would he have been happy if it were New York clam chowder?
Or Rhode Island? I think, though, that Mike Dukakis had to make it up to him, and Jesse got his own private jet for the campaign.
All right, Howie.
Reparations.
That is your week in woke. I hope you're a little bit more woke this week than the last.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And again, if you've got something, send it to Taylor at HowieCarshow.com and just slug it week in woke. And we don't have any prizes yet for the best entries of the week. But if you just want to help us out, that'd be great, because it's a woke world out there. And only a handful of people can't keep up with every damn thing. All right. You may have just received a special email from me about Balance 7. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better since I've been taking Balance 7. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day.
Do you find that you get a lot of acid reflux and digestion problems after you eat maybe some clam chowder?
You know what, Taylor? I don't find myself eating as much clam chowder as I used to, and maybe that's one reason.
Yeah, maybe you should try it again and then chase it with some Balance 7.
Yeah, Balance 7, it's really good. It just improves your mental clarity. It improves the way you feel almost instantaneously. You're really going to like the product. Give it a try. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you have to do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 off your first order and free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. What a deal. Order now and receive $10 off your first order for a 30-day supply. You get free shipping and you get a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge. You will be happy when you start taking Balance 7 three times a day. You will feel better. All by using my code word, HowieFree. That's HowieFree.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
I scream, you scream, we all scream because vegan ice cream is terrible. That's from 561-844-500-4242. I'll be leaving at 6 tonight, and Taylor will be filling in. He'll be talking about Charlie Parker, and we have some cuts from yesterday as well. And I'm sure Charlie Parker is in an hysterical mood as he considers the fact that New Hampshire is going to be running a little more wide open. The mask mandate, the statewide mask mandate, is coming to an end in New Hampshire. There'll still be mandates here and there, but the overall state mandate is coming to an end tomorrow, and that's got to really irritate Charlie Parker. And I'll tell you, it irritates the Boston Globe readership. It's up to over 140 messages, all of which 98% of them are saying, he's going to kill people. This is the end of the world. Oh, help. How many of those do you think Charlie Parker himself wrote, those messages on the Globe message boards? Probably about three or four. Maybe
I bet he's
more.
Got six laptops set up in front of him, each one logged into a different account.
Help!
Stop! This is terrible.
The Sununu has become DeSantis.
Each account is a different nickname he has for himself. There's Charlie Parker, Charlie Bacon, Tal Duvall. Yeah.
Yeah. Tragic events. Tragic events. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Where was I on the day of the Boston Marathon bombing? I was listening to the Howie Carr Show, K casually interrupted Howie and said there was an explosion at the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Right.
Howie replied, perhaps it was a transformer.
Yeah, and that's because there'd been some problems. There'd been some problems in the back bay with the transformers. Right. Go ahead.
Right. So it wasn't long before he found out the whole horrible story.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, in the other Boston newspaper today is an obituary for a John Sincotti.
Yes, I know that. Thanks for reminding me. John Sincotti, he was a wise guy from the North End, and he was a really good guy, Ed, and I used to talk to him. He had a big German Shepherd. He used to call me and tell me how the dog was doing. I can't remember the dog's name, Caesar or Nero. And he owned Bella Napoli in the restaurant in the North End. And yeah, I'm really sorry that I'm not going to get together with John Sincotti. And my condolences to the entire Sincotti family. He was a really good guy. I'm Howie Carr.